Studio 360.
The three people, Angelica Negron, Jose Olivares, and Raul Raimundi, are friends from Puerto Rico who now live in New York City. And you could say these friends live a double life together. During the day, they each go to their normal job.
I'm a teaching artist for the New York Philharmonic and for Lincoln Center Education, working with learners of all ages.
I work with the New York City Department of Education. I work with the Computer Science for All initiative.
I currently work for a startup as a project manager.
But at night, these three play shows as part of a tropical indie band called Balloon. The band formed more than a decade ago in San Juan, but it had been 8 years since their last album until now. And here are Angelica, Jose, and Raul telling us about the band's comeback and their latest single, El Espanto.
Balloon sounds like music that you could sleep to while dancing. It's full of colors and textures and...
and beats.
And beats that hopefully want to make you...
a lot of beats.
Make you want to move.
Yeah.
So Balloon started in Río Piedras, Puerto Rico, and Jose and I were studying film in college. We were studying together, we were making films together, and we also felt the need for making music for some of those films as well. So we started making music.
So Dreambo is a term that we invented, pretty much mashing up two things that we like a lot, the dream pop. And then also the dembow rhythm from Jamaica. So in Puerto Rico, the history of reggaeton has a lot to do with the dembow rhythm. So we grew up with that rhythm, but we never like used it in our music until we moved to New York. And then we just started like experimenting with the dembow rhythm. So at one point we were like, oh, we're just making like dreambo. I started working on El Espanto because I was teaching music production to teenagers in the South Bronx. As part of my job, I had to kind of like practice and make songs and learn how to make beats that the kids were asking me to do. Like, I want to make like a trap beat. And I'm like, okay, let me figure out how to make one and teach it. So for El Espanto in particular, I wanted to make something that was like very rhythmically. So I started with the bass line. The bass line is all completely programmed. And for some accident, it came sounding like very like salsa-like. And then I was like, okay, I think this one has a potential of like bringing the dembow rhythm. So we started with the bass line and then dembow rhythm. Because the whole dembow thing, like no one associated that with Balloon, and we were kind of like playing to a new crowd and an older crowd, and we were like, let's do something. Like, okay, there's the dembow rhythm. That's gonna blow their minds because they would never imagine Balloon using the dembow or like a reggaeton type beat. And then we were like, okay, so on top of that, let's just go crazy at the end and then just put like a jungle loop at the end. So it was kind of like making the audience go through different stages of like accepting Balloon, like, oh, first this doesn't make sense, then you're like, ah, this might make sense, and then at the end you're like, whoa, what the hell happened?
And I also see it as also different stages of like a cleansing. So this person that kind of needs some type of work done so they can go on with their lives, because there's definitely something not quite right there. So you're acknowledging it and then naming it and then actually doing the cleansing at the end of the song where it gets a little crazy.
For a band like Balloon that we've been doing this for so long, that we're still doing things that people like and that we have like new things to show and new ideas to express and that we're reaching a new audience, makes us feel like our music is growing up, but also it still sounds fresh.
That piece was produced by Antonio Cerejido and aired originally on Latino USA. Balloon's album, Prisma Tropical, is out right now.